So maybe today, much what we're happening is that, so we will start from the mind training, the commitment of the mind training practice. Okay. So what we start with, they will be the 18 commitments. So now the when you start from the learning the 18 commitments, so at least you have to follow the 6 commitment. Maybe I will explain the all the 18 commitments. At least you have to try to follow the 6 commitments. Okay, that's a very important. Even you cannot follow the 18 commitments. Okay. Yeah, so that's why 18 commitments, so that at least from the 18 commitments, what you have to do is at least you have to try to follow the 6 commitments, okay? Generally, in our life, sometimes we need some of the rules. So when you look at the 5 precepts, it talks about what we cannot do physically or verbally. Now, the 18 commitments is a commitment for the how we have to think, how we should not think. That's a commitment, okay? So from now on, we are starting for the 18 commitments of the mind training. I will explain all the 18 commitments. While 18 commitment, choose that you can follow the at least the 6 commitments. So good. If you can follow the more 18, very good. If you can follow the 10, very good. At least you have to follow the 6 commitments, okay? 6 commitments. These all commitment, it talks about how we have to think and how we should not think. These are two things. They always talk about it. When you're talking the 5 precept, that mostly it talks about physically what you should not do, verbally what you should not do, not these any rules on the mind. The mind training, the commitment is basically most of the other rules on the mind, way of the thinker, okay? So now the first thing is you will always keep the 3 general points, okay? These 3 general points, maybe I will explain it later, okay? This is a rule number 1, okay? That I will explain it later, okay? Rule number 2, okay, commitment, change your aspiration, but preserve your old manner. Now the second commitments, okay? What you have to do, the first commitment I will tell you later, okay? The second commitment is change your aspiration. The change your aspiration means the always in the day-to-day life, mornings, the what way of the how we think. That always we have to think of the change of the aspiration. That always first time morning, what we have to do, first when you get up the morning, usually what you think. But most of the first you will think of what to do on that day. And most of people do that. Some people, they have not, there's no thinking, just empty mind. They will go out from their house. So morning when you get up, first thing, what you have to think? That is the one question, yeah. Inspiration, okay? The change in the morning when you get up, first thing is that you have to change the motivation of the inspiration. First, you have to think that the first, whatever today, one day you are going to do, do it your best to benefit the others. That the inspiration they needed. Whatever the day-to-day you are doing or what you are going to do, whatever, first you will think that you will try your best to the benefit the others, to do for the others. That's inspiration needed. So that is the one thing that we have to get the morning inspiration or some motivation when you start the day. Sometimes we don't have a very strong motivation when we are starting the day. So at the daytime, there will be the many challenges or some difficulties come. So we will lose and become a very demoralized. And this, change your aspiration, but preserve your old manner means old manners. That's a very important. Someone when they started to do some of the practice, Dharma practice, they will totally change their old manner. So the manner you have to, whatever you're doing, the manners, then how you do that the externals are what manners that you don't have to change that one. Internal, you have to change internal manner, not the external manner. So all your external manner, but internal, the manner what you have to change. So this is the second point, okay? Now the third commitment is that you do not mention the others with their limbs, isn't it? So that means that sometimes we talk about someone's physically some they have the defects. So that's why we cannot talk about the physical defects of the others. I have one experience, maybe 1 or 2 years back, one girl, I just told her that wow, you put a little weight. So that lady have told me the one thing, Rumbuche, you should not say like that for the any girls that put up the way. So that's why for me, it's not feel like a physical defect, but for them, it's a physical defect. So when you are talking, you put up the weight. So that's why they're like this way. So once you know that if they consider it as a defect or the physically, some of the unwanted things or negative points, you should not mention it at all. So this is the third rule, okay, commitments, yeah. So that's the thing, is something like that. Sometimes when we talk with the others, sometimes we will talk to some of the physically, some have the defects in their hand or in the face or the whatever the physically defects. So we will mention the physically defects of the others, that you should not mention it. Because when you talk about the physical defects of the other, it will sometimes hurt very much for the other. Okay, this is a third commitment, okay, not to talk over the physical defects of the other, physical defects or the physical negative points of the other, okay. When someone's having the little bit loose their limbs or like that, then you cannot talk that that person have lose the limbs, okay, something like that, okay. In the Sierra, there is one small monk, my student kid monk, very small. He's quite black. I think in the class, I mean, all the kids are there teasing him and saying that the black and black, you are black. So I think that affects him quite a lot. One, I saw that he brought that the India, we're having the fair and lovely cream, no? One cream. If they promote as whoever used this cream, they will become a white. So one time he brought that cream in, every 5 minutes he's applying that cream on his face. So that means that while the teasing were saying the black or the physical defects, what they're saying, I think it hurts quite a lot. Even as a very small kid, a 9 or 10 years old kid. Okay, that is a third commitment, okay? You cannot say the physical defects of the other, okay? So sometimes we will talk about the physical defects of the others, maybe not to that person, maybe we will talk with the third person, the defect of the other persons, yeah? Now the other thing, the fourth rule is do not think of the others at all. Fourth rule. So that's why whenever you think the negative points of the other, just remember this word, don't think of others at all. Yeah? That is the fourth rule, Marve. Do not think of others at all. You just remember that word. Do not think the negative. So that's why sometimes you have to tell yourself that I will not think the negative points of the other. I will not think of the negative points of the other. But sometimes if you have the responsibility and you have to see whether others having any negative points on it, that's the totally different issue. Sometimes we will think unnecessarily the negative points of the other without any reasons. Just we will think too much. So that makes you more unhappy. So the stereotype of the attitude, you know, the stereotype of the attitude starts. Stereotype of the attitude, you know it, no? Stereotype of the attitude is an example. When you meet the one person, example, one green person, when you meet the one green person and he have another good behavior, then suddenly you will think that all the green persons are bad. That we call
stereotype of the attitude. Stereotype.
So since kid, I cannot accept this kind of attitude at all. Even before I'm not starting before started Buddhism practice, still when I was age of 5 or 6, I cannot accept this type of idea at all. Because when the person want me, the green man, and he might be not good, bad behavior, then some people will build such a thought and they will try to say that all the green people are bad. Then you will start to differentiate that. That's all this I'm thinking. Because when you think the one person's negative point, then you will try to blame that all of that green people survive. Yeah, so that was these kind of attitude. No, so that's what then the idea started. One race is better than the other race. One race is inferior than the other race. These also negative thoughts are started. So that's why then it create the major. More suffering and the unwanted thing is this world. Yeah, yeah. So this is one of the writer, after all, I like it. He's saying the very much. He told about how to differentiate the three category of the people. The most intelligent category of the people, they will talk more on the building of the future. Medium category of the people, they will talk more of the events of the past. The lowest category of the people always talks about the gossips. That's quite, yeah. So when you talk a lot of the gossip, sometimes then most of the time gossip, you talk the negative point of others. Then you will think the negative points of the others. All this happen. So that's why the mind training commitment is just that don't think the negative points of the others. So sometimes that we overthink about negative points of the other, overthinks. I don't know that the But you feel that might be very helpless not to think. But in the reality, it's not like that. You can just, first you have to always remind yourself that you will not think the negative points of the other. You will not think. So if you can stop the 1 minute of the thinking the negative points of the other, it's really that 1 minute you can use it very meaningful way. So time is so precious. Time is so precious. How precious is it? You should ask the person who are dying. Then you will know that how the time is precious. So that's every minute. So that's okay. So that's okay. Now the purify the greatest delusion first of all. So purify the greatest delusion first. First you have to check yourself. What kind of negative emotion is very strong in you? Attachment or the jealousy or the ego, or the what time or the negative emotion you have strong, is that you have to check yourself. Then if you feel that the jealousy is very strong in your mind, first you try to apply the antidote to the jealousy. First you try to overcome the jealousy. So that's why you have to see yourself, the which type of the negative emotion very strong in you, ego or the jealousy or the anger or the what type of the negative emotions. Generally, I think biologically, if you look, the male's ego is a little bit stronger than the female. Female attachment is more stronger than the male, biological. But both have the attachment of the ego. But comparing to the male and the females, male's ego looks a little bit stronger than the female. Female attachment looks more stronger than the male. So that's the biologically, maybe there might be, yeah. That's why you have to see yourself, that what are the negative emotions that are strong inside you? Which type of the negative emotions? Like a jealousy, anger, ego. First you have to find it out, then you have to try to apply the antidote. You have to challenge with that. These type of the negative emotion, what you're having it. There is something like that, when you're having the physically, when you have to detect the which kind of the illness in you, then you will try to treat it, you know? Start the treatment for it. Something like that, you have look at in the mentally what kind of the negative emotion, mentally disease you are having, and you try to start with the treatment. And just something like that, you have to first what the treatment, what should you start? One other thing is the Buddha, when he was leave the every house and the, his families and the, even everything, and he went to the jungle. I always feel that the Buddha can do it. Because of that, the Buddha was, his mother was expired when he was very young age. So that is the for him. So there's no any place to attach, I mean, no person to have the strong attach. So that's why that is the one point I feel that the Buddha can leave the everything and he can leave to the jungle.
Pardon me.
When you look at the Buddha, when he leave the everything, abandoned the everything, and renounced the everything, and then he went to the jungle. Mainly the one thing is that when he was very young age, very kid time, his mother was passed away. So that's why there was no any person that he having a very strong attach in his life. So, I mean, that is the calculations, okay, in the life, yeah. Okay, do not think of the others at all, Rama. Do not think of the other negative point. Purify the greatest delusion first, that is okay. Now the what is sixth rule, isn't it? Sixth rule, abandon the all the hope for the result, okay? That is the one worst thing we are doing. Whatever we do, sometimes we expect the result too much. That's the one of the most, whatever you do it very wisely. Don't expect the result. Sometimes whatever you do, sometimes you expect the very high. Even when you go to buy the lottery, you will expect the first prize, isn't it? $1 million or the first prize, you expect that. You will expect too high. So something like that. When you go to buy the lottery, buy it. You don't expect too much, okay? Last time, I remember that one thing that we remember, I think New Year Eve or on the New Year in the North India, we played that game, no bingo game. So that the one lady from Taiwan, she won that the bingo first time. She expected, I think, the very big prize. When you give a first prize, a lottery, I can still remember that the her expression. He feel so bored.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So something like that. Something whatever. So we expect the result too much. Even when you care for the dog, sometimes we expect the too much from the dog. When you are caring for the dog, you want the dog to do whatever you say. No. When you say the jumps, dog should jump. When you say the slip, dog should slip. You even the dog, you expect the too much. You expect that to follow the whatever you say. It will sometimes happen. Sometimes it cannot happen. So sometimes we expect the too much. So sometimes we have to accept the too much beyond of the reality. So that's something that we're really making some mistakes. So something like that, whatever action, whatever you do it. Don't expect too much for the result. So that's why when you expect the too much from the result, sometimes it cannot happen. So that is something that the world and every of this world, or this universe goes, it have own laws, but it will not go according to your wish. That you have to understand, yeah. So that's why sometimes, just like here, the place is so cold, no? So when there is no sunshine, sometimes the Celsius will drop up to the 5 to 6, so cold. So I wish that there will be sunshine. I wish, quite sometimes I wish and I hope there's sunshine. But the sun will not shine according to my wish or my hope. But I have to manage the way of the thinking, no? When I wish the sunshine, if there's not the sunshine, So I have to change my mind and things are okay. So I have to accept that. So sometimes when you expect too much for the results and what is not happens, so sometimes you feel very difficult to accept. When you cannot accept it, then it will become the problem. Every issue that what are happening, when you can accept it, it is not a problem at all. When you cannot accept it, then it will become the problem. Because these issues, when you expect too much and it didn't happen according to what you wish, so sometimes we feel very difficult to accept it. Because these all issues made by the ourselves, we expect too much. So sometimes we have to know that this universe and the world goes according to its own law, according to the law of the karma, not according to our wish. So sometimes, yeah, so law of the karma, so that's why it says that the abandon the old hopes of the results. So whatever you do it, whatever the action you are going to do it very rightly, do it very nicely, don't expect too much for the result. So once you don't expect too much for the result, when you get the big result, you will be the more happy. When your expectation is too high, even you get a good result, you will become not that much happy. So then now the 8 commitments, no? Now how many we finished?
Yes, Mujiji, we're going to 7.
7, yeah. Now there's 18 commitments, okay? From 18 commitments, as I told you before, at least you try to follow the 6 commitments. So at least 8, 10, or then very good, okay? At least 6 commitments you try to follow, okay? That you can choose, okay? From the 18 commitments, okay? Sometimes even when you talk with your friends, sometimes you will expect that what kind of the language and the way how the friend should talk towards you. Sometimes you expect very much. So that is something. Yeah. One of my students, he's a Korean monk, and before he studied in Sarah, he told me the one very funny story. He was kicked out from the one school when he was, in the teenage time. He was kicked out from school. So he told me that in the kick out from the school, because he just argue with the teacher, and he told the argue in the Korean school that he told that when he was teenage time he argued with the teacher and told that in this school the your teacher all you're making us like a Coca-Cola company, like the same bottle with the same label. So he told we cannot become like Coca-Cola bottle. Yeah, something like that. When we expect, when you talk with a friend, and sometimes we expect too much how he have to talk with you. So that is a too much. So that other when you're talking with a person, he won't have his emotion. He won't have his way of the thinking. So he will not talk with what you expect. He might talk differently, but what he feels a good to you. But sometimes you expect a very different. So that's why the expectation sometimes is good. But we should have the expect, and we should have some of the expect. So sometimes we go that expect the extreme, very extreme way. So that's why sometimes it makes it more difficult for us. Yeah. Now the abandon the old hope of the result that we finished. Now the 8 rule, now 8 or 7 rule, no?
Number 8.
8 rule, okay.
Number 7, which is number 7.
7, okay. Abandon the food with the poison in it. Actually, it means that if the food is a poisonous, no one will eat it. The person know that the food is a poisonous, even it tastes good. So that's why it's saying that whatever the action, what you are doing, first you have to check it very properly whether it's like a poisonous food or not, poisonous action. Sometimes whatever the action, what we are doing and whatever decision we are doing, we don't take the any decision or action do with sometimes with a bigger picture thinking. Just to satisfy your own ego, sometimes we'll take a decision or we will follow some actions. That is sometimes like a poisonous food. So sometimes, yeah. So sometimes when we take the decision or we have to think with the very bigger picture in our mind that we have to take the decision. Sometimes we take the decision just to satisfy our ego, with the ego and to feel the satisfy with the egos, and we will take the decision. Example, when someone used a harsh word towards you, so then your ego cannot accept that harsh word. Then you will respond it with the harsh word back to the others. You are giving that responding and using the harsh word back to the others because of you are satisfied with your ego. You are not getting a big picture. You are not getting it. You will not think that whether it will help you, whether it will help the others. You will not think that way. Just to satisfy the ego. Because you cannot, when someone uses a harsh word towards you cannot accept that because of your ego. Then you will use the harsh word. Like this action, sometimes we take a lot of the actions and the decision just to satisfy our ego, not having the bigger picture in our mind, not having the. Yeah. when you sometimes when you are having the problem with someone. So that's why when you are having the problem with someone, then the first thing is normally people, they will stop the communication. They are stopping the communication just to satisfy their ego. They are not having the big picture in their mind. When you stop the communication, then the more misunderstanding will come. Then the, when you make that the relations or the, that the problem is a more bigger. So this always happens in the society. You know? So that's all. Whatever the decision, whatever the action you are taking, when you're doing it, first you have the bigger picture in the mind. So when you do it with the, just to satisfy the ego, just when you do it with a negative emotion, that action will become like a poisonous food. So that's why it's saying that don't take the poisonous food. These old masters, really how they talk, really great psychiatrist, doctor, really great thinkers. They just talk about a thousands years back. Now I think more it's these old masters, what they're talking about 11 or 12 centuries, like these masters, 1,500 years back masters. Really still they how they think and how they explain is a really very modern science. Really very great psychiatrists, these are the. So that's why I feel this great master, the mind training master, really feel very special how they think, how they go such a depth of the science of the mind. Even the modern scientists can learn a lot of things from them. Yeah. So that's why you have to think that do not take the poisonous food. You get it clear, no? You understand the meaning very clear. If you don't understand the meaning clear, then what you have to do? If you don't understand it clearly, then you don't have to follow. Okay, if you understand, okay, then you can choose, okay? Okay. These are the, some of the very secrets of the art of the living, very secrets of the art of the living. Really, if you follow the maybe 10 days or 15 days, you will see the much difference how you live sometimes, yeah? So this is sometimes really, this advice helped me really a lot in my life. Sometimes when I have to take the decision, sometimes a lot of the pressures, not to people will pray on, but I never take any pressures. Or I always try to keep the thing with the bigger picture, what comes into my mind. Okay. So that's why sometimes my mother used to tell me that I'm the person who never listens. Because sometimes, yeah, really, on her way, she always feel that it's not time to do the good things too much for the others. It's sometimes a really, that's a really who's one of the whole way of thinking, the taking cares. But sometimes I go a little bit beyond. Not sacrifice it too much for the others. Yeah. Yeah. So my point is that, okay, this was something like that when we have to take a decision, we have to create a pictures in our mind. So that's what we have to, so not to just satisfy our anger, not to just satisfy our ego. Don't we have should not make any decision on the base of the, it means that we should not make any decision or whenever we do the some of the take the decision, whenever we do the some action, that decision should not based on the ego, based on the anger, based on the jealousy, not at all. Always based on the thing or the bigger picture. That's the main advice. It's that. Yep. Whenever you do the some action with the base on the ego or the base on the anger, whatever action you do it, you will feel it you've done the right. But it is just that action is like a food which are having the poison. So that's why it's saying the abandoned, all the foods were having the poison. Abandon the food with the poison. Now the treat delusion unfairly, yeah. Abandon the food with the treat the delusion unfairly. Treat the delusion unfairly means it talks about generally whatever the, whenever you realize that you have generated anger, jealousy, so you have to apply the antidote. Always you have to, whenever you realize that some of the negative emotion arises in your mind, you should not live idle. Most of people, they will live idle. When even they realize they have generated a negative emotion, negative thought, they will live as idle. You should not live idle. Mentally, you have to be more alert, more active to apply the antidote, apply some method to overcome that. Yes, so whenever things like a negative things, emotion like unhappiness or all this arises in your mind, first of thing, all the jealousy or the anger, whatever things are negative emotion like unhappiness come into mind. First thing is you have to ask yourself that why I have to live unhappy. Why I have to be the unhappy. The second thing is you have to think that while being the unhappy, will it help or will it make the better the issue? No, it will not make it. Then you have to think that why I have to be the unhappy. So that's why the, whenever you raise the some of the jealousy or the, some of the attachment, you should not leave it. First, you try to apply the antidote of the, that of the thinking. So that should be applied from the inside of the, your mind, not try to some of the some of the antidote or the sum of the treatment from the outside, okay? So that's everything arising in your mind. So you have to find it as some solution from in your mind.
Pardon me, Moshe. I can hear clearly.
Yeah. Whenever some things or the wrong things or the negative emotions comes into our mind, so we have to know that we have to try to find some solution from inside of our mind. So changes of the way of the thinking. Okay. So that's the things that always we have to think like that way. Okay.
Pardon me, Moshe.
So yeah, okay. So that's why always whenever there is a negative emotions, like whatever the negative emotion, negative thought arises, we should not live idle, okay? Our mind should not live idle that way. We have to try to challenge with all this negative emotion, whatever coming in our mind, okay? First thing that you have to ask yourself, why I have to be filled with jealousy? Why I have to be so selfish? Why I have to do like that? So these, you have to ask yourself the question, okay? Okay, so you have to ask yourself, why I have to become so selfish? Why? So that's why you want to ask questions. Why I have to become the unhappy? So like this question you have to ask. Okay, then also you can pray. Second thing, you can pray whenever you see the negative emotion arise in your mind, you can pray for the merit field to give you the strength to overcome all those negative emotions, okay? Or you can chant the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, whatever mantra, okay? Focus on the mantra mind, okay? So that means that this word saying that this mode, when you look at it, this word treat the delusion unfairly, that word saying that you will challenge with your own negative thoughts. That means that treat your delusion unfairly means that means the challenge with your negative thought. So that means that defeat the demons in your mind. So I think that is the name of the one in my book. Okay, so that's why you always have to think that now you will challenge with your negative thoughts, okay? Most of people, whenever negative arises, they will never think to challenge with their negative thoughts. Up till now, we are not doing it. So once you started to do it, then the negative thoughts or this negative emotion will start to get reduced. If you look at the kid's mind, we will see the more positive thoughts in the kid's mind. When the kid grows up and when you become the adult and more grow up, then the negative thought will occupy the most space of the mind. When the kid has more positive thoughts, when they grow up, then the negative thoughts will occupy the most, the most space of their mind. So why? The question is very simple, why? Because they are not trying to challenge with the negative thoughts at all. So that's why the negative thought is some sorts of the disease which grows. So this negative emotion and the negative emotion, negative thoughts, when you get old, it will grow. It grows without any proper reason, it grows. If you look at any body cell, if you look at a body cell and your body cell, which grows without any proper reason. Positive thought never grows without any proper reason. Because positive thought is not a disease. So positive thought you should cultivate. So then it will grow. Negative thought, you don't have to cultivate in mind. It will grow automatically without any proper reason. Because it is now, you will know. Yeah. Okay. Clear, no? Now, if you say that all the rules are not clear, then you have nothing rules to follow, okay? Okay. Then the way away. Append the poison. Treat that delusion unfairly. Yeah. So that's why every of the negative arises, you have to treat it. Unfairly means that you have to challenge it, treat it, then reduce it, okay? Okay, number 9, don't go wild over the insult, okay? So don't go wild over the insult means that someone, when they make an insult on you, suddenly you don't have to shout and jump. Okay, when someone insults you, suddenly you will try to fight with back, no? Suddenly we will lose the patience. So sometimes when the insults comes, sometimes that we will lose the patient. So it's saying that we should not lose the patient. Even the insult comes, we have to listen and we can think that how we can react. First, we have to think and then we have to react. Usually what will we do? We have to react first, then we will think later. So that's why he's saying that whatever someone insults you, first think, then react. So that's why he's saying that don't go wild about the insults, okay? So normally when someone says insult with you, what will you do? First you have to react, then you will think, then you will get regret. That always what happens in our life. That's why it's saying that don't go wild over the insults. So that's why always he's saying that think and react. The simple way it's giving us in was first think, then react. Don't react and think. Okay, very clear, no? So this is the now generally, this is some points which you look at these mind training points. It's a not a very religious. One point that it's a religious practice beyond of the religious. Really, sometimes when I think of these practices, really I feel a very amazing way of the thinking. Yeah. So if there is any religious in the religion, beyond of the religion, then it is the mind training. I just thought of one question. What the difference between the science of the philosophy and the philosophy of the science? So we are naturally, don't go wild over the insult, no? Don't wait in the ambush. Okay, don't go wild over the insult, okay? When you don't go the wild over the insult, so that's why it says that, okay, now come back to my question, okay? Difference between the philosophy and the science of the philosophy, okay? If you look from the philosopher, if you look from the philosopher point of view, he feels the importance of the science of the philosophy. If you look from the scientist point of view, philosophy or the science, he feels the importance. So that's one. For the, if you look from the very practitioner point of view, philosophy or the science or the science of the philosophy, not that much of the importance. Because when you bring up all these issues, it will more relate with the talks, try to talk with the, explain with the something more with the words. When you reach out to that state where the Buddha reached that state, is the word cannot express the anything. So that's why the first moment that the Buddha said that he cannot explain. So he reached that state where there is no use of the word at all to express. Yeah. Only he can feel, only he can experience. Whatever the Buddha was explaining to make us the understanding, he's coming the total level of the very the common label. Because he cannot talk with the label of the Buddha's label. Who will understand? Maybe Manjushri Buddha will understand. Maybe Avalokiteshvara will understand. The common people, they can understand nothing. So he have come to the very common label and he have to talk. Yeah, this is something like that. When the person who have the experience, the Buddha state, they cannot come back to the common label's experience. Person who was riding the bicycle for the 5 years, after 5 years, he's trying to ride on the motorbike. When you get that, the experience of the ride in the motorbike, then person will never come back to the ride of the bicycle, never. After the, when riding the motorbike for the years, then he started to ride a car, then he will never come back to the ride of the motorcycle. The experience, what you get, the better and better experience, they won't come back to the, had that experience what they're having the before. You get my point. When they are used to ride the motorbike, they cannot ride the bicycle. When they are used to ride the car, they cannot ride the motorbike. So that is something like that. That the problem is not in the bicycle. Problem is not in the bike. Problem is not in the car. The problem is the person's mind, in the mind. The person that the attachment toward that the riding the bike, motorbike, that would not letting him to experience or not letting him to ride back to the bicycle. That's making him difficult. So that's what the Buddha, the state, where he have to come over the old attachment toward the good. He have the, that statement, he have to come over again the hate toward the bad things. So it will become the bad and the good, tasty and untasty. These are unrelevant to him. Everything what he experiences is totally different than what we are experiencing. When you now you can imagine like that person, when you come to the common label, how we can communicate, very difficult, no? So that's why he have to talk the very common label way. So that's why. But one thing is very possible. And the one thing is very possible that we can become, we can reach that state where the Buddha have reached. So in this 2016, we will try to make it more closer to the Buddha. But okay, we have to take that step, okay? Okay. Who knows, man? I always used to say that who knows, you can achieve the Buddhahood in the, maybe in the hotel, maybe in the disco, maybe in the night when you're saying, you know, who knows, it's very possible. Yeah. So that's why the Tibetan, we have the one saying that if you can achieve the enlightenment properly, even if you remain in the, I mean, the wherever you can achieve it. If you cannot achieve, if you cannot do either yourself, even you remain in the very remote area in the temple, you will achieve nothing. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much. So today I will stop here. Okay. So thank you very much for everyone. Okay.